And welcome to another Friday edition. In our studio, we have Dr. Bronner, who's going to be explaining. He's from the Kamau Medical Center. We're going to be talking about the period of purple crying. You are new to this community.
I am.
And where did you come from?
I am currently living in Monterey when I'm not here, Monterey, California. But prior to that, I spent almost 40 years living and practicing in Anchorage, Alaska.
Anchorage, yeah, that's a cold place sometimes.
Well, sometimes it is, yeah.
I visited there a couple of times when it was snowing.
Oh, yeah.
And that was an experience.
Yes, it can be. There are much colder places in Alaska than Anchorage, but compared to most other places, except if you're in Minnesota or the upper Midwest, they get pretty brutally cold as well. It just doesn't seem to last as long as it does up in Alaska.
Yeah, well, I was coming from here. We don't have that kind of snow on the ground.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
We don't have this outer coat area where everybody...
Yes, right. Exactly.
Quite the experience, yeah. So you're in Anchorage. How long would you say you were? 40 years?
40 years, yeah. I started working with the Alaska Native Medical Center for several years, and then opened a practice in pediatric cardiology after some additional training in Anchorage, and I continued that until my first retirement.
Your first retirement?
Yes.
So that means there's a second one.
Well, there are actually three retirements.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. And all of them failed, so I'm back here having a good time seeing children.
That's what I always heard. Once you retire, you're busier.
You can be. You can. I think it's really important to find a way to make yourself useful and continue a meaningful life, for sure.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to that myself, because there's some things I can do without, but there's other things I would like to touch.
There you
go. I'd like to get connected to.
Good.
Yeah. We got this PSA and from the outreach department and thought, wow, this is really an important issue. And we should be discussing it and bringing it to the people. So Dr. Bronner had agreed to come on. And welcome to Studio 91, Doctor.
Thank you. Great being here.
Okay, so we're talking about the period of purple crying. And purple actually is an acronym?
An acronym, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about this. It's really important stuff. Oh,
okay, well, it has developed to highlight normal behavioral transitions in babies. So we're not talking about a disease here or something wrong with babies. We're talking about something that every baby goes through in their first few months of life. The word purple has the meanings of the first P is describing that there is a peak of crying that occurs in all babies, sometimes beginning as early as 2 weeks and continuing for several weeks or even months up to about 4 or 5 months of age. This is not something that's unusual. It's present in all babies. Some babies do more of this than others. All of this crying during this period of time is felt to be normal for normal developing infants. So the reason we talk about this is so parents and grandparents and family can understand that this is a normal developmental progress that all babies will make. Some babies can certainly be more challenging with this than others. Some sail right through it with very little crying, and others cry quite a bit. The second letter is U for unexpected. They cry at unexpected periods of time, not necessarily when they're hungry or they're cold or frightened. They just start crying with little identifiable cause. The third letter of R describes that this crying is often resistant to soothing, that parents instinctively are attracted to their babies when they're crying. They try to pick them up, bounce them, pat them on the back, feed them, to do a variety of activities that hopefully will calm the baby down and lessen the baby's crying episode, this is often not very successful, and it can lead to substantial aggravation in the caregiver of the children because they haven't found any particular trick that turns the crying episode off, which is very typical. The second P in purple describes the facial features of the baby who's crying. It looks like he's in pain. And the wisdom here is they're not really in pain. They're just crying vigorously. So it's very difficult for the parent to separate the facial appearance of the child when they're in pain, like if they have a bellyache or they're having diarrhea or they're having some other issue, versus just this type of normal behavioral crying. The L in purple stands for long-lasting. This crying can go for 30 minutes and extend up to many hours. 5 hours is kind of not unusual. And so this can certainly disrupt normal family life within the household. And the last letter, E, stands for evening, because as the sun goes down, these crying episodes seem to come out more frequently than they do at other times of the day. So the whole issue of coming up with this description of purple crying is hopefully to give the parents and caregivers of these children some knowledge so they'll recognize that the baby is not having any particular difficulty or illness, and this is something they will outgrow. The most important part of this is to try to keep the parents from becoming so frustrated that in a momentary loss of control, they inadvertently injure their babies. That injury is often called infant whiplash syndrome or shaken baby syndrome, where out of frustration, the caregiver grabs the baby and shakes him, saying, "Stop crying. Doggone it." And in that momentary lapse of control, there is a possibility for very serious brain damage inflicted upon the infant. So all of this is designed to try to reduce the incidence of inadvertent shaking or brain injury to young infants during this very vulnerable period of their time. Of their life.
And some people, because of the crying, and it seems to be ongoing, people assume it's colic type of a situation?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that there is a lot of overlap between what we typically call colic and this phenomenon. Colic is more focused on intestinal tummy problems. There is a variety of over-the-counter and prescription medications to try to ease up the tummy. But my suspicion is that a lot of what we call colic probably more likely falls into this purple crying category. Both of them seem to resolve over time. Certainly with colic, if parents recognize that feeding them a certain type of formula, or moms who are breastfeeding, if they eat a certain kind of fruit or vegetable, irritates the baby more, well, then that's kind of a trial and error thing that certainly makes sense to avoid those foods. But yes, I think the older description of colic and this purple crying are very similar.
Oh, okay. Well, eases my mind. Yeah. Thank you for that. What other things could people do, parents do, to help their child?
Well, obviously you want to make sure that the baby's safe and warm. Change the diaper if that's necessary. One can certainly try to snuggle the baby. Some people find that wrapping the baby tightly in a blanket sometimes helps soothe them. The swaddling that's been around since the beginning of time can be effective.
Yeah, that's in our baby baskets, our cradles, our baskets. They're really tight.
Yeah.
You just can't move.
Right. And then, so this little baby straight jacket that you put them in often can give them some reassurance and support and may help with these crying episodes. But there's no perfect answer to this. The biggest issue is for the parents to be reassured that this will not last forever, number one. Number two, that their babies are not at any health risk for these issues. And that crying, even very vigorous crying, does not hurt the baby.
Might be a good mantra to have, this will not last forever.
Yes, I think that's true in a lot of life's lessons, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. And what else could parents do?
Well, you know, obviously if they're concerned about some physical malady, the Kamak Clinic is a place that they can go and bring the baby in for an evaluation to make sure there is no health issues underlying this. Some mothers will or fathers will use skin-to-skin contact, warming contact, to try to soothe the baby. Some babies, more along the lines of the colicky situation, are not very good burpers. And when they feed, they swallow lots of air, and their stomachs become distended, and getting them to burp is sometimes very important to make them more comfortable after feeds. There's this phenomenon that certainly is understandable when the baby cries vigorously and is put to the breast or a bottle is put in his mouth. Reflexly, he drinks or swallows more formula or breast milk. And this, if he's having some tummy discomfort, just stretches his stomach even more and can aggravate the pain. So by overfeeding the baby, you may precipitate more of these crying behaviors.
Is there any other outreach that you could do, say you couldn't get to the clinic?
Well, I think that's a really good question, Joseph, but I don't know that I can answer that. I've only been in this community for a very short period of time, so I'm not sure of all the outreach. I know that there is the clinic provides a home, a lactation specialist that frequently visits a home to make sure the baby's doing well after delivery. That's Darla, and she goes around and she keeps an eye on all these newborns around the community. So that's a resource for sure. I think that one of the things that is okay to do is to, after you've assured that the baby is dry and warm and not having any medical issues, is, and the crying is driving you nuts, is put the baby down on his or her back in a safe location in the crib, and then walk outside and get a little separation and calm yourself down before you go back in and start caring for the baby again. It's that momentary loss of control that is irreversible if you hurt your baby. And so we're doing everything to, number one, educate families that this is normal crying behavior. But number two, if you're coming to your wit's end, you need to take a time out, not necessarily with a baby in your lap. It's okay to separate yourself and go outside and take a break, or find another caregiver who can come in and spell you for a period of time.
Yeah, take all the precautions and the help you can get.
Right, aunts and uncles and grandparents are readily available throughout this community, and that's a time when they can really be helpful.
And the children, the older children need to know this too, who often are the ones who care for the infants.
Right, and so I think that the educational process extends to everybody in the family at all ages.
Yeah, be patient.
Absolutely.
It will not last forever.
Absolutely.
All right. Very good. Now, this is important stuff to know. And I was reading on the brochure here, there is an 800 number you can call too.
I think that there is a national organization, Purple Crying Organization. I believe that the University of Seattle Children's Hospital has a well-developed program, and I'm not sure where that number reaches to, but that's a number I believe you can call to get more information and maybe even some directions as to over-the-phone assistance.
Yeah, it reads here you can call Child Help Hotline at 1-800, the number 4-A-CHILD. So it's 1-800-4-A-CHILD.
Great.
That's and good. It's a 24-hour service.
That's a good resource to have, absolutely.
All right. Well, that is some great information. Is there anything else you'd like our community to know about you or the Purple Crying?
You know, I don't have any other major issues. I've really enjoyed getting to know the people here. They have shown to me a really strong sense of family commitment here. I'm still trying to find a place to put my hook in the water to catch some fish. That's an unmet dream of mine. But I'm really enjoying my time here. It's obviously a very beautiful place. It's got some of the windiest roads I've ever been on. So I'm learning to navigate the twists and turns between here in Orleans or to the coast of Eureka.
Yeah, we find that the same road is a different road coming the opposite way.
Yes, I can understand that.
Yeah, well, welcome to our community, and I hope you're enjoying your new retirement.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay. I've been talking with Dr. Bronner from the Kamau Medical Center, and we've been talking about the period of purple crying, an important issue for the community to know and all parents and, well, everybody, especially the babies. So thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
Thank you for sharing. Please take care.
Okay.
The Friday edition is a production of KIDE, Hoopa Tribal Radio. The producer, host, and engineer has been Joseph Orozco. For KIDE, we thank you for listening.